the Beat, the Brothers Market Sports Show with Radio on the Go. Stay tuned as our KQCR Sports Department interviews a variety of sports figures making news from across our area, the state, and beyond. The Sports Beat every Saturday morning on 98.9 FM is brought to you by our partners at Brothers Market in Grundy Center and Parkersburg. Grab your groceries today or any day at Brothers Market, where they treat you like family. The Brothers Market Sports Beat Show is next on 98.9 FM and the KQCR stream through radioonthego.com.
We will hear from AGWSR Activities Director Lowell Young and Grundy Center Activities Director Matt Lindemann caps off the program. That's coming up next on the Brothers Market Sports Beat on 98.9 KQCR.
At Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center, they're getting app happy. Get the mobile app from Brothers Market. It's a free download, and you can save on additional items beyond the regular sales they have, like Red Baron Pizza. Show the mobile app at checkout, and your Red Baron Pizza is just $1.99. Get Hostess Donuts for just $1.49 with the mobile app, and another app special, Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 99 cents a box. Again, download the mobile app, show it at checkout, and get additional sales from Brothers Market, Highway 175 in Grundy Center, Highway 57 in Parkersburg. They're open 7 days a week. Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Joining me now is Jason Berkey. He is the Activities Director at Applington Parkersburg as we look back on the 2021-22 school year and look ahead to the upcoming school year. First of all, let's go back to last fall. The football team ends up getting back to the playoffs. The volleyball team had a winning season for the first time in quite a few years. No state cross-country qualifiers. But as we get ready now for the 2022 fall season, what can you say about the direction that those programs are headed?
You know, I'm excited. You know, obviously last year took a step in the right direction, you know, for volleyball, no doubt. And then, you know, football, we had a couple close losses, you know, that could have really changed our season, you know, especially, you know, a close loss to Columbus, who's an outstanding team, had a chance there. And then the cross-country team just missed qualifying with a couple individuals. But I'm really excited for this fall. And I think kids have been working hard, especially in the weight room. We did have a new leadership change in volleyball, and with Candace Gillespie, who's our new head coach, and I think the girls have been working extremely hard this summer in open gyms in the weight room there, and I know a lot of kids throughout the summer running. I know Coach Junker is excited about the cross-country team, and I know Coach Pollock, again, just talking to him earlier, they're holding camp Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and last night the kids seemed excited, and we got more numbers out than we've ever had in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Awesome. Well, and you had touched on the new volleyball coach with Candace Gillespie. Can you just talk a little bit about bringing her on board and what she is going to bring to the table here with the volleyball program?
Well, she's been the assistant the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, and, you know, and played here when they're very successful in the, you know, in the late 2000s and that stuff, when they had those runs, you know, to the state tournaments and state championships. So I think she knows, what to do here, and she had a lot of pride in our school, being from here. I think her excitement and enthusiasm and just knowing the team already by being an assistant coach, and they kind of know her expectations. I think it's going to be a smooth transition, and I think the girls are excited.
Well, when it comes to winter sports, I'll ask about wrestling here in a sec, but basketball, the boys' team ends up falling short of its goal of state. Great season nevertheless, and the girls' basketball team got back to contention with a regional final appearance there. Seems like those two programs really are in as good a shape as ever, and especially for them to be, you know, be really good at the same time, that's got to be pretty awesome too.
Yeah, there's no doubt, you know, Coach Thomas and Coach Driscoll do an excellent job. I expect the same thing this winter. I think both boys and girls basketball teams, are going to be very, very strong. I think we're going to surprise some teams. Yeah, we lost some talented kids, but we also bring in some younger kids. And I know the kids have spent a lot of time this summer, whether it's AAU shooting on their own, open gyms, team camps, things like that. And I'm expecting just like usual, I'm expecting big things this winter.
When it comes to wrestling, you partnered with Grundy Center here last year. Girls wrestling becomes a sanctioned sport. That said, As of right now, what does the future of AP wrestling look like for both the boys and the girls now that they're going to get that officially sanctioned opportunity?
Yeah, I'm excited for the girls. You know, I think that was the right thing to do for the state. I think, you know, obviously there's still some pieces that have to be worked out yet through the state and the schools and that stuff. But you know, I think you'll see more and more girls now that it's sanctioned. More and more girls come out throughout the next few years. You know, I think the biggest key is trying to get kids out in junior high to, you know, to experience it, you know, and then again, along with the boys, our numbers were outstanding last year. You're pushing up to 20, close to 30. Grundy obviously has, you know, a great sports history, so they bring some good athletes in, and we got a lot of kids back from last year's team. And I think this year and next year could be a step in the right direction for our wrestling program. You know, our coaches, again, just like in all the other seasons, do an excellent job. You know, I think we'll get somebody down to the state tournament this year. I really do.
This interview will continue after a quick timeout on the Brothers Market Sports.
Friendly people, clean, wide, bright aisles, specials every week. Yeah, that's right. It's Brothers Market in Grundy Center in Parkersburg. This week, some of the specials include Doritos and Sun Chips for $2.99 for the big bag. Grand's Biscuits, three for $5. You can also get Totino's Pizza Rolls, the big 50-count bags for just $3.49. Ragu Pasta Sauce for $1.99. And pick up Kellogg's Cereals at Brothers Market, two boxes for $5. They treat you like family. And they're open 7 days a week. It's Brothers Market, Highway 57, Parkersburg, Highway 175 in Grundy Center.
I now resume my conversation with Applington Parkersburg Activities Director Jason Berkey on the Brothers Market Sports Beat. Moving on to spring sports, AP was able to bring back boys soccer via a joint program with DNH. You know, that, of course, has been a program that's kind of been on and off over the years. But how important was it to get that program back and be able to once again offer a boys soccer program?
I think anytime you can offer things for the kids and give them opportunities in high school is a good thing. You know, I think that, you know, obviously for our size of school, we offer every spring sport imaginable. Again, it's a good thing for our kids because a lot of our kids are involved. And I think the more you're involved in things, whether it's athletics, the fine arts, or clubs, or whatever it may be, I see that trend of, you know, they're more employable, they're more respectful. You know, they just know how to work with others and they know how to overcome adversity, which to me, that's what high school sports is about. Yeah, it's always fine and dandy, you know, to get down to the state tournament and do all that stuff. But, you know, 99% of these kids, you know, aren't going on to play college level sports or whatever. They're going on to, you know, to be successful in the workforce. And I think that's what a lot of our coaches hopefully strive to teach these kids.
You bet. Well, on the same note with spring sports here, boys tennis, the tradition continues there. They were the conference champions. Girls tennis even had a pair of state qualifiers, the usual with track and field qualifiers. You know, boys golf ends up having a great year, sectional champs there as well. Just seemed like a pretty exciting spring season across the board as well.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, spring is nuts, you know, with you manufacturing the weather and all the events and stuff, but yeah, it was an outstanding spring, and anytime you can kind of overlap into baseball, softball, that means things are you're winning and things people are your teams are advancing and that stuff. And I was extremely proud of our spring sports and how they competed and how they represented our school. And again, you know, this year I'm expecting the same.
And then when it comes to summer sports, you know, obviously the softball team, they have been having some growing pains. Some exciting moments for them, and then the baseball team was able to win a playoff game, of course, before eventually falling to a state qualifying team in Dyke and Hartford. What can you say about where the summer sports are at right now?
You know, both teams are very, very young. I mean, I think they graduated one for softball, and I think, maybe two for baseball, maybe three. I can't remember right off the top of my head, but we got a lot of pieces back, and you know, our junior high programs are very, very strong. So, you know, I think we'll, you know, I don't know about wins and losses wise, but I think we'll continue taking steps in the right direction, you know, with our youth and that stuff. You know, our coaches, you know, put in a lot of time in baseball, softball, and you know, just like softball, it's a numbers game, and you got to have, you know, an outstanding pitcher, and I think we have some pitchers coming up that will work hard in the offseason, and I think will help help turn the program around.
Well, last week was the non-contact period sponsored by the IHSAA and the IGHSAU. Can you just speak to the importance of being able to have a non-contact period and just kind of a dead week to cap off the summer?
I think that's the best thing the state could have done, in my opinion. You know, our kids are pulled in all different directions. It's way, way, way different than when I was growing up or even first started coaching back in the late 90s or mid-90s when you could only have 10-day contact period in the summer with your athletes. Now it just seems like you know, they're working, they're trying to lift, they're trying to play baseball, softball, they're going to team camps, they're playing AAU, they're doing open gyms. You know, I think this is the best thing that the state could have done. Allows families to get away and kind of, you know, maybe, you know, kind of refresh before the school year starts and kind of gets hectic again. Honestly, I wish they would put 2 weeks in. You know, I wish, you know, kids could be kids more, but I understand, you know, obviously why they do this, you know, all this stuff, you know, with the lifting and all that stuff. I think it's a great thing, but I think that's, again, I can't just reiterate that that's the best thing the state could have done.
Are there any other changes as far as any new coaches or facility improvements that you need to touch on?
No. I think we always continue to, not as far as coaches, but we always continue to look at our facilities and try to improve. You know, we'll do a few small things to the baseball, softball field, you know, this fall. You know, it's just constant, you know, constant trying to maintain and then constantly try to slowly upgrade our facilities. You know, obviously we have outstanding facilities, you know, and obviously we want to continue, you know, staying up with the times and continue trying to help our athletes, you know, have the best of the best.
And when it comes to things upcoming here this fall, can you just talk about the Gatorade game? I assume that's still on. Can you talk about when that's going to be?
Yep, that'll be Friday, August 19th. Volleyball will kick it off at 5:30 just with a quick inter-squad scrimmage for about a half an hour. They'll finish practice, you know, right around 5:30 and then just go kind of to an inter-squad scrimmage, introduce themselves and that stuff. And then the football will kick off there. They'll have their awards night from like 6 to 6:15, and then Iowa Falls Alden will be coming over, and we'll be scrimmaging them at, you know, a couple different levels, I think three levels. And it'll be kind of one of those short scrimmages where you can kind of see what you get, you know, by practice or playing against other people, but be kind of a quick whistle so no one gets hurt and, you know, things like that. But we'll be hosting that on August 19th.
All right. We'll talk more here throughout the school year, but anything else you want to share right now as we get ready for the upcoming school year?
No, I just want to thank you. You know, you do an outstanding job and you know, with the coverage of our kids, and I can't thank you enough for everything that you've done and continue to do for our kids and covering them and making sure that social media and Black and all the good things that are happening here. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the kind words. That's Jason Berkey, AP Activities Director. Appreciate the time, and best of luck here with everything this upcoming school year.
Thank you.
More is coming up next on 98.9 KQC.
Gearing up to get groceries this weekend? Well, look no further than Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. The meat department has some great specials, like whole New York strip loins, $6.99 a pound. Plus, they have 10-ounce New York strip steaks for $6 a piece. And Big Buy Bacon, $3.49 at Brothers Market. There's many other specials around the store. Of course, they're open 7 days a week. Highway 57 in Parkersburg, Highway 175 in Grundy Center. It's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Joining me now is Lowell Young. He is the activities director at AGWSR. First of all, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. We're going to recap the last school year of AGWSR sports and look ahead here to this year. First of all, let's start going all the way back to last fall. Football team puts together a 500 season, and the volleyball team actually had a winning season for the first time in quite a few years. That said, what can you say about the direction those two programs are headed as we get ready to start another fall season here?
Well, that's right. We're happy with what we had last year, but you know, we always want just that little bit more. definitely. Volleyball is on the upswing. They've had some good summer activities taking place, and yeah, we're really excited about what's going to happen with volleyball. But as you know, that NICL conference is just a meat grinder when it comes to volleyball. It's tough day in and day out to compete in the NICL because it's really tough volleyball. Yeah, football coming back to 11 man. We weren't really sure what to expect there, but I wouldn't say we're satisfied. We're satisfied with the transition from 8-man to 11-man, but still, I'm sure Coach Cope and the rest of his staff are hoping to get, you know, place a little bit higher in the district at the end. But there's some tough teams in there as well.
This is something that we talked about right after the announcement was made this past winter, but girls wrestling is becoming a sanctioned sport now. That said, what does the future of AGWSR wrestling look like now for both the boys and the girls now that they're officially, you know, getting that opportunity?
Well, we are currently accepting applications for that head coaching position, and I had one individual who I was just communicating with yesterday or the day before about when do we have practices, et cetera, and we need to get a head coach hired in order to find that out. Right now, that's one of the biggest things I'm worried about is if that coach wants to have practice after school, where are we going to do it, finding a good place for it, and you know, quite honestly, I'm a little bit concerned that if we want to do practices before school, is that going to turn some of the girls off from coming out? But we'll have to wait and see to have that conversation with whoever ends up with the head coaching position.
All right, moving on to this past spring, you guys had your usual contingent at state tracks. That's always an exciting time there. Talk about maybe some of the track moments or other key highlights of this past spring sports season.
Well, that's right. We've got, you know, as far as track coaches, two relatively new coaches. Coach Huebner, I think, is going into his third year, and it's Coach Olson will be going into a second year, but you can just see that those programs are on the rise as well. Definitely on the girls' side, there's some talent there to make some noise. And the boys, you know, we've lost some points to graduation, but you know, just like with any activity, somebody always comes up and surprises you. It seems like they come out of the woodwork and make some noise. That so quite honestly, I really don't know track wise what's coming in from the eighth grade that are freshmen this year, but both of those coaches are very knowledgeable coaches and they get a lot out of their athletes, so we're happy about that. And then as golf, you know, our boys' golf, to me, an incredible year of being champions the year before. Last year, I think they were a little disappointed. And again, same old story. We lost some key players, but I know a few of them have been working hard on their golf game over this summer, and so That program means a lot to them, and they're working hard to improve.
Moving on to something that actually just got finished up here last week was a non-contact period by the IHSAA and the IGHSAU. Can you just talk about that and how important it was to be able to just have that week to have the student athletes, you know, not have to do any workouts or, you know, just kind of a nice week off for everyone? I got to imagine that was pretty important.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you look at the time commitment that these athletes put in, and then some of them on top of everything we ask of them, and they're asking of themselves, you know, some of them have jobs and obviously responsibilities at home. So it's a different world from when I was in high school as far as the time commitment at school. So the first year that we had that family week, I think it was a little new and people still had questions, but I think people have really latched on to it now, and you hear of a lot of people using that week for vacation time, which is great. Anything that we can do to create more opportunities for the family to spend together, that's obviously kind of a big backbone of our society. We love to see families doing things together, and so I love the fact that we set aside 1 week and it just for the family without any other expectations at all. And I like I said, I think people have now understand what it's for, the meaning of it, and they look forward to that every year.
Awesome. Well, you had touched a little bit earlier about always wanting to improve the numbers with participation. That said, just kind of in a general sense here over the last couple of years, is it down from, maybe where it was, 5 years ago? Or I guess, what's kind of the trend as far as participation?
Well, I think it is, in talking to a lot of ADs, I think COVID just got people out of the habit of participating. When you look at, and maybe it's my imagination, but it seems like it's harder to get people to volunteer, for one thing. And obviously, you don't have to drive around very much to see all the help wanted signs up. But I think that also has filtered to some individuals that just kind of used it as an excuse not to participate in anything. And now it's hard to get them back in there. So that's always, and I wouldn't say that's strictly a COVID issue. It's always been a personal goal of mine to get as many kids as possible involved in something, drama, music, sports, trap shooting, you name it. Would love to see them involved in something.
Very good. Just about out of time here, but anything else you want to share with our listeners here at this time before we get this upcoming athletic and school year started?
No, it's just one thing I would say, that we do in the fall is we have our kickoff supper for Booster Club memberships, and we invite all the members to a supper before one of our football games, and I'll just put it out there for our fans so that they know that supper will be on September 2nd. We've got our first Booster Club meeting coming up on the 10th. Anybody is invited to come to that, and there'll be a lot of decision-making about that supper coming up on September 2nd.
All right, that's Lowell Young, the Activities Director at AGWSR. Appreciate the time as always, and best of luck with everything here coming up this school year.
All right, John, and thank you for all the coverage you give us and everything you do for us. We certainly appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back after this.
At Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center, they're getting app happy. Get the mobile app from Brothers Market. It's a free download, and you can save on additional items beyond the regular sales they have, like Red Baron Pizza. Show the mobile app at checkout, and your Red Baron Pizza is just $1.99. Get Hostess Donuts for just $1.49 with the mobile app, and another app special, Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 99 cents a box. Again, download the mobile app, show it at checkout, and get additional sales from Brothers Market, Highway 175 in Grundy Center, Highway 57 in Parkersburg. They're open 7 days a week. Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Joining me now is Matt Lindemann. He is the Activities Director at Grundy Center. As we recap the last school year and look ahead to this upcoming 2022-23 year, Matt, first of all, thanks for the time. Let's go all the way back to last fall, where the football team made another run to the Unidome, another runner-up appearance. The volleyball team put together a deep postseason run despite being closer to 500 in the regular season. No state cross-country qualifiers last fall. But looking back on that season and previewing those upcoming seasons that are about to start here, what can you say just about the state of your fall sports programs as we get ready to start another school year here?
Well, I think it started off right away in the fall. We had just, high expectations. I think every sport, cross country, volleyball and football all had high expectations coming in. And I think, football, obviously, the underlying goal was to get to the state championship game and to at least have that opportunity, and they were able to do that, and then just come up a little short and disappointed. But just the overall, you know, we had such great attendance at the games, and then we were able to host three playoff games in a row. Just a lot of great moments and memories, for us throughout the fall. Volleyball, same way. I think we had some growing pains a little bit, trying to find the right lineup, find where we could be at our best. And obviously coming up, a game short of the regional final. But nevertheless, I think gained great confidence throughout the season. Cross country as well, our boys made it as a team, and then the Taylor Stahl was able to slide in as a individual at the state cross country meet. So, another high expectations, especially on the boys end, high expectations, and then being able to meet those and be able to compete at a high level made it for a very fun fall.
When it comes to wrestling, you partnered with AP here last year. Girls wrestling becomes a sanctioned sport. That said, what does the future of Grundy Center wrestling look like for both the boys and the girls side now that the girls are going to get that opportunity as well?
Right. I think from the boys' standpoint, with both, as we share with AP, I think we would both agree that we continue to move in a positive direction and continue to see the improvements each and every year. And really proud of how, our guys, really competed and we have numbers continue to improve, a little bit each year. But more importantly, the kids that have been out, whether it's their middle school years now up into high school and all that, are really stepping up and making noise. Jessica Knock, obviously getting to districts and having a shot to go to state, helps, our kids see here that, success can be done here at the, at the wrestling and at the high level, and seeing if we can, take that next step and get somebody to state here this next year. From the girls' standpoint, obviously a lot of really unknowns yet, I guess I would say, just as we're, it's a sanctioned sport now. What that looks like, we were fortunate to have one girl that was a part of the team last year, Cade Muller, and so now, what that looks like. I know AP had a few girls as well, and so putting that together, and then really taking a look to see what that looks like for a regular season. I know that's kind of some of the talks that are still in limbo yet of what that looks like, how we can make that work, just because you're dealing with smaller numbers a little bit, at least on our end, and how to make that a very competitive competitive in practice, but then also getting the means that they need to see that improvement as well.
And then more success in the summer, a district final run for the baseball team. The softball team goes to the regional final. That's the deepest that they had ever gone in the postseason. How exciting was it to be able to cap off the school year with, again, more great sustained success with your summer sports programs?
Yeah, once again, baseball moved up to 2A, so that was a little bit different. Obviously, more competitive playing it, for the state quality, for the when we hit tournament time, and the girls as well playing 2A. And so really proud of both teams. Once again, 21 season for the boys, which is really, really a great milestone to be able to do. And then back-to-back conference championships for them as well. And then the girls, reaching, like you said, reaching the regional final for the first time. A lot of great moments, really tells and shows how solid we have a really good group of athletes coming through right now, and excited to see what it's exciting when they take those next steps and play really well.
And as a whole, Grundy Center, especially these last few years, has just had a lot of success in the athletics. That being said, just what does that say about the culture of your athletic department as a whole and just kind of the state it's in right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're definitely, you know, in a time right now where we have some very talented individuals, and we have some very good coaches that are helping lead these individuals and lead these teams, you know, make these individuals into solid teams, and just providing that overall structure that is, you know, so vital. Our weight program in the summer, once again, we've had another strong season. We just really, you know, proud of what our kids are doing. We ask a lot of them, and no different than probably any other district, but they are willing to do what is asked of them, and you know, they're willing to commit to being the very best that they can be.
Other stuff here, when it comes, are there any other coaching changes or facility updates that you'd like to touch on?
Well, you know, we just finished with our new track surface. That just was finished up here the last week or so. So we have a brand new track surface, which was much needed, and which is, you know, just a really nice piece to be able to, you know, we'll be able to use for next spring. As I said, the tennis facilities, the city down at the George Wilhelm Complex down there, we have four tennis courts now that are brand new, so we'll be looking forward to using them next spring, and just a really nice addition on that standpoint. And then our baseball softball complex right there as well. You know, the city did a number of upgrades with the cement walkway, and just in general, we've continued to make great strides, and just recently added four new scoreboards. So, you know, really nice complex down there, and really proud of that, and being able to, you know, show that off when we host the different events that we host.
Anything else you want to share at this time as we get ready for the upcoming school year?
No, I mean, I just, you know, it's great to be able to get started here again, and look forward to, you know, another year of, you know, a lot of success. And, you know, everybody wants to always look at, you know, the success and so forth. And yes, that's great. But I think the important pieces is building that team. Our coaches do a great job of just building that and allowing our kids to, you know, be successful, putting them in the proper spots to be successful, and then just teaching the game of life through our different activities that we do, and being able to help them and take that, you know, when they leave Grundy Center, they're better students, better athletes, you know, better Spartans when they leave. And so that's the big piece that we'd like to continue to focus on.
All right, that's Grundy Center Activities Director Matt Lindemann. Appreciate the time, and best luck with everything here this upcoming year.
Well, thanks, Jonathan. We look forward to working with you and having you come down to Grundy Center throughout this 22-23 season.
All right, back with more after this on KQCO.
Friendly people, clean, wide, bright aisles, specials every week. Yeah, that's right. It's Brothers Market in Grundy Center in Parkersburg. This week, some of the specials include Doritos and Sun Chips for $2.99 for the big bag. Grand's Biscuits, $3 for $5. You can also get Totino's Pizza Rolls, the big 50-count bags for just $3.49. Ragu Pasta Sauce for $1.99. And pick up Kellogg's Cereals at Brothers Market, 2 boxes for $5. They treat you like family. And they're open 7 days a week. It's Brothers Market, Highway 57, Parkersburg, Highway 175 in Grundy Center.
That's it for this edition of the Brothers Market Sports Beat on 98.9 KQCR. A big thank you to all of our guests for joining us on today's program, including activities directors from Applington Parkersburg, AGWSR, and Grundy Center, Jason Berkey, Lowell Young, and Matt Lindemann. If you missed any of today's program, you can find it on demand at radioonthego.com. And then be sure to tune in next week for the first Brothers Market Coaches Corner of the 2022-23 school year. It starts at 10 o'clock a.m. right here on KQCR, as we'll hear from area football coaches about the upcoming season. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Mowinkle for Radio On The Go Sports.
You've been listening to Brothers Market Sports Beat Show with Radio On The Go. If you missed any of today's interviews, you can listen back on the podcast available under the Sports tab at radioonthego.com. Be sure to thank the team at Brothers Market Stores in Parkersburg and Grundy Center for being the exclusive sponsor of the Sports Beat heard each Saturday on 98.9 FM KQCR. Tune in again next Saturday at 10 a.m. for another edition of the Sports Beat brought to you by Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.